Now, are you a civil servant? If you are, what's your morale like? We'd like to know about that this morning too. Do give us a shout, talk us through it. Key skills were lost and morale damaged by public sector voluntary redundancy schemes in this country last year, the auditors have said. 2% of Stormont funded workers took the package last year. This is the Audit Office's report. And it was paid for through a Treasury loan as part of the 2014 Stormont House Agreement. Now, more than 4,000 staff in Northern Ireland departed under a value for money scheme designed to reduce the size of the official payroll. Now, there has been a bit of a downside. There's an upside, of course, where people get a handsome payoff. The downside would be after you get that handsome payoff, you realise you're unemployed. And the other negative is apparently morale with those left behind in the civil service is at an all-time low. So is this just civil servants gurning, or do they have a genuine reason for being as uncomfortable at their work as they seem to be? You can give us a ring if you are feeling a bit aggrieved by it. 90-333-105 is the number. Let me speak to business expert Jamie DeLargy. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, when you look at this in the round, it seemed a generous enough severance.
Yeah, I estimate that the cost per person was something close to £40,000 for every person that left the public sector, which of course was in 2015, 2016. About half were civil servants, half were in other parts of the public sector. And that doesn't mean to say that all of those people walked away with that sum of money. That would have been covering the cost of their package, but perhaps contributions to pensions and maybe just other costs associated with their departure. So to say that the cost per person was close to 40,000 doesn't mean that that was the value of the amount of money they took away with them.
Some people getting closer, of course, to £60,000 as individuals.
Well, I mean, of course, in all these things, that's an average across the system. Many people will have done better, and the same number will have done worse than the figure that I'm quoting. But that sort of gives you an idea of the sort of money that was involved. I noted that you pointed out about the loss in morale. Now, strictly speaking, the Audit Office didn't itself find a conclusion of loss of morale. What it did was it reported that organisations had told it, the organisations impacted, about half of them told the Audit Office that there had been a drop in morale. So in other words, it wasn't a finding of the Audit Office about this fact that people were feeling the blues who had been left. Whether they were feeling sad because they hadn't got the package, I'm not quite sure, but that's another matter.
So people would have been queuing up for this. This was voluntary. Most of them would have been, what, getting towards the end of their tether, would they?
Tether
may be appropriate as well.
Well, you know, it was incredibly popular. 7,000 civil servants applied for the scheme, and 1 in 3 got it. So there clearly was a bit of a rush for the exit. This wasn't a thing that was imposed on people the way it is in many other organisations. It was a choice, and actually, if you look at it, the scheme was oversubscribed, would be one way to put it. And you know, I think we have to put things in perspective. In Northern Ireland, over 1 in 4 people work for the public sector. Even in places which are, you know, other parts of the UK, which are not doing well, like Wales or the northeast of England, that's about 1 in 5. We have, if we went to the staffing levels in, say, Scotland, Wales, the northeast of England, we would lose 35,000 civil servants. In other words, you could argue that we have 35,000 civil servants too many. I know that would be disputed by the unions, but if we went to the sort of averages that they have, and I mean public servants as a proportion of the working population, that's what we'd end up with. When this process is finished close to 2020, something I would estimate something like 18,000 will leave. What I'm saying is when the whole process is finished, we'll still be oversubscribed or oversupplied by civil servants and public sector workers, if you judge it by the regard to other parts of the UK.
The unions see no winners in this. They don't even see the people who got the package as being winners. They certainly see the remaining staff as being affected. And there may be a reason, as you've suggested, anyone who had applied and didn't get it, you have to feel sorry for people like that who'd built up their hopes on getting out of a job maybe they detest doing, and they didn't manage to see the exit door open for them. Those people will have low morale. Other people maybe who've got a greater workload, who are younger, will feel, oh my goodness me, I'm in this at the wrong time, and now I'm having to carry the can because those older colleagues have gone. You can understand morale being low.
Well, you know, in a way, yes, and another important way, no, because, as I say, there'll still be more of them per head of the population than there would be somewhere else.
So, yeah, but that's not how they'll think of it. They'll think, my goodness, I've now more work to do because I've lost a whole load of people who are doing very little as well.
I didn't say we're doing very little.
Oh, sorry, I thought that's what you meant.
But I certainly feel that, you know, when you've an organisation that has far more people, not just a few more people, but far more than its equivalent bodies across the water, then you begin to wonder just how hard they are worked. But this is obviously a contentious matter. But certainly, if you had a situation where we had fewer civil servants, fewer public sector workers than across the border, proportionately speaking, then I suppose you would have real grounds for complaint. But when you have a situation when we've many more than across the water, and even when this whole process is finished, this four-year rolling programme of allowing people to take a package and leave, we'll still have many more than across the water, proportionately speaking, then you wonder just how strong the public sector unions have.
People may be wondering why there's such a generous severance. The reality is they're going to save a huge amount of money on the wage bill, aren't they?
Oh, vast amount of money. It nearly pays for itself in one go. I mean, in the first year, the savings were 45 million, but that's only because the process was taking place across the year, and naturally enough, you know, there wasn't much of a saving from the people who left in the tail end of the year. But I mean, from this year, the saving is something like £155 million for those people who went in 15-16, and will continue, obviously, until, in a sense, if you like, that saving will continue until they would have retired, let's say, or left the civil service. There is a massive saving. So, I mean, I noticed you did, and I'll come back to that, the point about the loss of morale, which I repeat, was not a finding of the audit office, but was reported to them. They think that this was a brilliant scheme. You know, obviously the audit office never used terms like that, but I've never read one that has been so positive about the scheme. And they're just, you know, you can see the pound signs in those auditors' eyes. They're mounting up. The thing nearly, as I say, remember, it cost £170 million to pay off those people. The saving this year is £150 million. I mean, what's not to like if you're an auditor from that?
Yeah, the figures certainly add up if you have to make the books balance. Jamie, how will it affect the economy? Is it going to be a situation where thousands of people now aren't working, therefore that will have a negative effect? Or will those thousands who got the redundancy put that injection into the economy?
Well, if those people get work from their own point of view, then they've won. That's in a personal aspect. But what we're talking about here is that there is the money that has been saved by not spending it on the public sector workers will presumably go somewhere else. So it's not been lost to the economy. In fact, you could look at it as an injection because we've got this massive loan to pay for it. I mean, we're not having to pay for it up front. Huge loans are coming in, £700 million are coming our way. So that is an injection into the economy. It's like us taking out this huge mortgage to pay for all this. That's cash for us. So, and you could very well regard it as a boost for the economy because, as I say, the money could be put to other uses. If it's invested in roads, that'll give employment to workers. If invest in building schools, in other words, this money, if it's put to good use, actually could help the economy. I said it could be used to build homes, and in fact it's more likely to go on paying for schemes, day-to-day schemes, but because it's sort of it's called resource spending, but let's not get into the technicalities. The point is the money is now there. The money's been saved from the not having to pay the salary bills of the public sector workers, can be used for other things.
But will the additional borrowing come back to haunt the government?
No, it won't, because it's. I mean, when you come back to it, it's borrowed at tiny rates. It's less than 2%. I mean, This is a very, again, from an economic point of view, this is a very good scheme. Of course, some people who left and didn't really want to go, but in a sense, you know, that's unfortunate. But who are those people? Because it was a voluntary scheme and is a voluntary scheme. So, you know, it's very difficult to find fault with this particular operation. It really is. I mean, we're all winners in this one.
Jimmy, you know, the way you're now freelance and you're a business expert, do you not think that you could make a contribution to the audit office?
Frank, my phone is always ready to take the call. No, it's a curious, I tell you what, it is a really curious report, in a sense that, you know, you always look to them to find fault with things, to say this wasn't done, and they say something about the tight timescales, but they really are, you know, as I say, their eyes are wide open at the benefits from this scheme. They would struggle, I think, to find anything negative to say about it.
Jimmy, thank you very much indeed. Business expert Jimmy DeLargy, 9:30 on the nail. Good morning to you. Are you a civil servant? Did you avail indeed of what seems like a very generous severance deal? Or are you one of the people on your way into work? Maybe you're on a day off today and you're going to be going to work tomorrow. And your shoulders are down and you're forlorn and you're thinking, I missed out on the severance. The conditions are not nearly as good as they used to be. Why is it that I've decided to work for the rest of my life in the civil service? Do give us an overview of how challenging a job it is. Sometimes it is the butt of some jokes or whatever, but we couldn't operate without the excellent work done by our civil servants here in Northern Ireland.